We now present another episode in a radio series based on the world-famous BBC comedy success, Steptoe and Son. With Wilfred Bramble as Albert and Harry H. Corbett as Harold. This week, oh, what a beautiful morning.
Albert, come home.
Here you are. I got another 8 green stamps for you. Here you are. Don't you want them? Another 500,000, you can get that motorbike you've always wanted. Yes, well. Are you all right, Dad?
Your Uncle George is dead.
Oh, God. Not another rotten funeral.
That's a nice thing to say.
Well, we've had a bellyful, haven't we? 6 in the last 2 years. Your brothers and sisters is dropping like flies.
14 of us. It's the law of averages. Some of them is bound to go.
Yeah. How are you feeling?
Don't worry about me, mate.
Oh, I hate them Steptoe funerals. It don't seem to matter how many of them go, there's always the same number there. They drop like flies and they breed like rabbits.
We're a very close-knit family.
Get out of it. That's the only time they see each other at funerals. 5 hours of sheer naked hatred and avarice.
He said I could have his watch.
No, he didn't. You give it to me.
Who was it looked after him?
Only when you knew he was going. I'm not going through all that again. It's obscene.
I don't care. We're going. And that's the end of it.
When is it?
Friday.
Oh, that's marvellous. That's my yoga night gone for the chop. Same place, I suppose?
Of course. The Steptoes have been buried there since 1842.
Yeah, I know. You could build a council estate on the ground they take up. Yeah, which one was Uncle George, anyway?
The eldest brother.
I can't remember him. There's so many of them.
You wouldn't remember him. You haven't seen him since you were 6 months old.
What?
He was your godfather.
I thought godfathers were supposed to look after your religious upbringing and buy you presents on your birthday and stuff.
That's right. That's why I never saw him.
Oh.
Oh, we made a mistake choosing him. Tight as a gnat's chuff he was. He was the only man I know who used to bring his hair home from the barber's.
Get away.
Yeah, he used to stuff cushions with it.
That's clever. I should think he must be worth a few bob then.
Oh, yeah. He hasn't left the house for 30 years. Never went anywhere. Never spent anything. Yeah, it'll be a big turnout, this one. They'll all be there.
Look, let's give it a miss, Dad. You don't really want to go, do you? If I don't like you, you don't like them. I mean, you've always said that.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I'm going. I like to see them off one after the other. It's the only enjoyment I get these days. Besides, I want to be there for the share out. If there's anything going, I'm having it.
Oh, God blimey, you're as bad as the rest of them, you are.
He bought it 25 quid off me in 1927 to emigrate to Australia to start a new life, he said. Nearest he got to Sydney was the Dog and Duck Wood Green, and I never got my money back.
Oh.
As far as I'm concerned, I'm entitled to the first pickings on whatever he's left. And if I'm not there, I've had it. Because the minute they put him away, they'll be through the house like a plague of locusts. There'll be nothing left. It'll be picked clean down to the floorboards. You won't realise anybody ever lived there.
Oh, isn't it touching? I mean, it gets you right there, doesn't it? Right in there. But I cannot stand the hypocrisy. Hello, Ted. Hello, Minnie. Hello, Jesse. A sad occasion. He was a lovely fella. Salt of the earth. One of the best. He'll be sadly missed. And they'll all be standing round the old crying their eyes out.
Of course they will. That's half the fun. You can't have a funeral without a few tears. It's not right.
I suppose Potty Ada will be there again. Lifting up her skirts in front of the vicar.
Well, she's harmless. After all, she is your cousin.
I don't know. There's some dodgy strains in that family. Well, I'm not looking after her. I got lumbered with her last time in the same car. She was effing and blinding all the way down a Goldock Road. I mean, she must be knocking on 60 and she still dresses like Carmen Miranda.
No, No, it's not her fault, Harold. She went a bit funny in 1940. Her world ended when Sid never come back from Dunkirk.
He come back or what? He just never went home.
He's up in Newcastle. We all know that. Why didn't somebody tell her? Poor Kel.
Oh, don't be cruel, Harold. She's better off as she is.
I suppose Uncle Nobby will be there. I suppose they'll get me in the corner again, give me an hour's lecture on the meaning of life and death, and how we've all got to look for God. Tap me a fiver and be straight round the boozer before Ali sees him.
I won't have anything said against Nobby. He's the only one I've got any time for. He's got a lot to put up with Alice. I mean, how would you like to find out that none of your five kids are yours?
Oh.
It was naturally turned to God. He's very religious when he's sober.
Naturally.
He was one of Billy Graham's first converts, he was.
Get away.
At the Albert Hall. He went up onto the stage and told the whole audience his problems.
That was taken
out. And Billy Graham turned to him and said, "Take courage, son. Take courage."
Yes, and he's been drinking it ever since.
I'm telling you now, Dad, if you insist on me going...
No, you've got to go. All your cousins will be there.
Or what? But I'm not wearing that black suit again. I shall wear an armband.
You'll wear the black suit. You're not showing me up in front of the family.
I've worn it the last 16 times. It's out of date.
We're going to a funeral. Not a fashion parade.
Dad, it's got turn-ups.
Then cut the things off. You're wearing a black suit, a black tie, black shoes, a white shirt and a polo hat.
Dad, are you ready? Hurry up. Kick-off's in half an hour.
There'll be another three gone by the time we get there.
Yeah, right. I'm ready. Come on.
Oh, this is ridiculous. Look, can't we go out separately? Look at us. We look like a couple of pox doctor's clerks.
Well, you look very smart. I wish you'd dress like that all the time.
Oh, well. I shall wear it on the round tomorrow. With my furled umbrella and my rolled-up copy of the Times. There he goes, the 832 horse and cart to Victoria. Oh, yes, all the city gents will be onto it. I think British Rail's had it, mate.
I mean after work. Instead of them daft, silly velvet things you wear, them bum stranglers.
Yeah. All right. Well, come on, let's get it over with.
Have you sent the wreath?
No. Well, I thought we'd nick one off one of the graves on the way in.
We can't do that. I told
yeah,
you...
Yeah, of course I'll send a wreath.
Did you put a message on it?
What do you want to put a message on it for? He can't read it.
He's dead. It's not for him, it's for the others. Now, nobody'll know who sent it. I knew I should have done it myself, wasting all that money.
Oh, hurry up. The car's outside.
Have they sent a car? I thought the cars went from the house.
Yeah, but we've got to get there. I'm not going on a bus dressed like this. I've hired a car to take us.
What'd you get?
A mustard yellow drophead Triumph Spitfire with wild wheels.
Harold, you haven't. We can't go to a funeral in a racing car.
Look, it's not the going that's important, it's the coming back. You want to be first back from the cemetery for the share-out, don't you? Well, they won't be hanging about, mate. As soon as the vicar closes the book, it'll be a mass racing start back to the house. Vroom, vroom. Half a dozen limousines airing over the flyover. Vroom, vroom, vroom. We're like one of them land grabs in the cowboy films. Oh, dear, what a degrading spectacle this is going to be. Come on, let's get going.
I am not going in a yellow sports car.
Ah, oh, don't be daft, I've got a black car. You've got no sense of humour, have you? Come on. Now what are you doing?
I'm crying.
What for?
There might be some of the neighbours looking.
Go on, get it.
Hello. They're at it already. Look at the price in the furniture. I'm surprised they haven't had a catalogue printed.
Take your hat off, Dad.
There's nowhere to hang it.
Well, go on, put it on the table.
All right. Yeah, that's a nice hat. I'll have that. Hey, that's mine.
Who are you? Oh, hello, Albert. Sorry, I thought it was George's hat.
I shouldn't think he's got anything left, has he?
Oh, no, we're sticking to the rules. Nothing goes till he's gone. Oh, lovely coffee they've given him. Look at that. Solid mahogany, that is.
Yeah. I bet they have the brass handles off before they plant him.
The wages of sin are death. We are all doomed.
Oh, God, Uncle Nobby's at it again.
Father, get it as a bottle.
I'll go turn it in, Nobby. Fill his glass up, somebody. Keep his mouth occupied.
Cheers, all very good health.
Hello. There's Arthur over there telling his dirty jokes again.
And he said, I think I'll leave mine out as well.
Hello, Arthur.
Hello, Albert. A very sad occasion for us all.
Yeah, I expect you'll get over it. You know Harold?
Yes, of course. Hello, Harold.
Hello, Uncle Arthur.
The last time we met was at Frieda's interment, or was it Bob's?
Oh, I can't remember. I lose his track. Auntie Frieda was the last one.
Yeah, that's right. Frieda. Now, Bob was the typing, you see? Remember it?
Yeah, it looked better on him.
Yeah. Well, I expect you could deal with a drink like us all. Help us to get through the day.
I'll have a brown ale.
Scotch and ginger.
Yeah. Elsie, dear, a brown ale and a scotch and ginger.
Right, coming up.
You're in charge again, are you, Arthur?
The family asked me to look after the arrangements.
Well, you've had enough practice, haven't you?
Yes, sadly.
Hey, you know, you ought to be training somebody else up. I mean, who's going to look after you when you go?
Let's hope that won't be too soon.
Here you are, Uncle Albert. Scotch and ginger and one brown ale. You might as well keep the bottle.
Ta.
Don't put it on the coffin.
Why not? This is an auspicious occasion. It'll be the first drink I've ever had on him. Cheers.
Good help.
How's things down at the bus garage?
Mustn't grumble.
Did he leave a will?
Oh, God, here we go.
Yes, he did. We'll be reading that when we come back.
I suppose you'll be reading it, being the executor.
Executor, Harold.
Oh, yes, of course. I'm so sorry, I forgot.
Is it worth hanging about for?
I'm sure we'll all be pleasantly surprised. He was quite comfortably off, you know, was George.
He was entitled to be. Never spent anything. Did he mention the 25 quid he nicked off me in 1926?
I have no idea. I haven't read it. The solicitor handed it to me this morning. I am not at liberty to open it until after the interment.
Are you jolly proud, Arthur?
Thank you, Ted.
Oh, lovely bit of mahogany. Those handles would look good on my kitchen cabinet.
I told you, Harold.
Yeah, it's going to be a very nice send-off.
Yes, the co-op do a very good job.
Who's getting the divvy on it?
That is a very tasteless remark, Albert.
Oh, it is you, then.
I've had a great deal of personal expense. I'm entitled to the divvy. The insurance policy didn't cover the entire cost of the interment, you know.
Well, Gordon Bennett, he was 93. How long do you have to pay into it?
Yeah, Albert, the cost of dying has risen quite considerably since George took that policy out. I have a detailed list of my expenses, and you will find that I personally am £2.45 out of pocket.
Yes, well, you can't expect to make a profit on all of them, can you? You did very well out of Auntie Frieda's.
I beg your pardon. How dare you?
Oh, come off it. We had a whip round for the flowers. We gave you £1 each. And where did you get them from? Out of your garden.
I let you have them cheaper than you would have got them in the shops.
I should think so. They was on their last legs.
My blooms are the best in action. I go to a great deal of trouble rearing them. I win prizes every year.
They was on their last legs. It was a toss-up who was deader, them or Auntie Frieda. It's disgraceful. Going down Minerva Road, a light breeze sprung up. There wasn't a petal left on them when we got to the cemetery.
Yeah, embarrassing it was. Poor old Frieda lying there under a great pile of stalks.
The rest of the family are quite happy with my organisation.
Well, I'm not.
Am I to take it, Albert, that you won't be wanting me to arrange your funeral?
What? I wouldn't let you anywhere near his funeral. I'll take care of him. I know exactly what I'm going to do with him. I've had it worked out for years.
Harold!
Well, he goes, mate. He's going in style. It'll be the best funeral this family's ever seen. I'm only sorry he won't be here to see it.
Harold, don't keep talking about my funeral. You know it upsets me.
I'm sorry, Dad. I just wanted you to know that I won't let any of this lot get their grasping little hands on you. Look at them. It's like feeding time in the vulture house.
You can take your eyes off that settee. He promised that to me here,
Dad. Oh, no, he did not. He said I could have it.
Oh, God, those two are off again. Jessie and Joyce, the ugly sisters.
Who looked after him?
Only when you knew he was going.
You're not having it. You're not even fam
family.
I beg your pardon. I've been in this family for 45 years.
You only stopped coming round here in the last couple of months, though, didn't you?
Don't you speak to me.
Excuse me,
like
Albert and Harold. Now, look, now, come
shut
along, girls. Stop
squabbling.
There is enough for all of us.
Have you had a look around? Seen anything you fancy?
Ah, forget it, Dad. You don't stand a chance here. These is professional tomb robbers.
How much do you reckon for the two oil paintings?
Flumpens.
What about the Persian rug?
Belgian cotton. If you're really interested, the best thing here is that porcelain group on the mantelpiece. That is a very lovely piece. Limoges, 18th century.
Put your bowler hat over it.
Hey. Hello, Uncle Albert.
Shh. Say nothing. The opposition.
Hey, nice to see you again. Hello, Harold, isn't it?
Oh, that's right.
Geoffrey.
Oh, yes.
Arthur's son.
Oh, of course.
Sad occasion, isn't it?
Oh, yes, heartbreaking.
Have you had a shifty round yet?
No, I haven't.
Well, the best thing here is the porcelain group on the mantelpiece.
What? That? Rubbish. I wouldn't give it out through reproduction. I wouldn't waste your time with it.
That's 18th century. Limoges.
Look, I know what I'm talking about, son. I'm in the business.
Yeah, well, so am I. I got a stall down the Portobello, haven't I?
You was window cleaning last time I heard.
Yeah, well, there's no guilt in that, is there anymore? Yeah, Limoges, that is. Second quarter, 18th century.
See? I told you to put your bowler hat over it. You'll have it away now.
I'm going to get a drink.
Oh, hello, Albert.
Oh, hello, Minnie.
I suppose you'll be the next one, Albert.
Now, that's not funny, Minnie. I've got years to go yet.
You've got your eyes on it.
Mind your own business.
The only thing here worth having is that porcelain group on the mantelpiece behind your elbow. Oh,
you don't recognise me, do you, Harold?
Oh, well, you do have the advantage of me.
I've been in your bed many times.
I beg your pardon?
My mum used to leave me round your house when she worked at the dog trap.
You're not little Caroline.
Yeah, that's right.
That was 20 years.
Youngest.
I go 20 years. Oh, yeah, you was only about three. I bet she wouldn't leave you around there now.
Oh. Now, Uncle Harold.
I'm not your uncle. I'm your cousin.
Oh, well, that's all right then, isn't it?
Yeah, what you doing after the funeral?
Well, I've got a little rave up at a friend's pad tonight.
Oh, right on.
Are you interested?
Here, is your mother here?
Yeah, she's upstairs going through the linen cupboard.
Hey, it's all right, isn't it?
Hey?
Well, cousins,
yeah. Oh, yeah, no bother. We're both removed. At the moment. Can you pick me up?
At the moment, yeah. What time?
Well, I've got to bring me mum back here for the share out. Mind you, that won't take long. As far as I'm concerned, the only thing worth having is
the porcelain group on the mantelpiece. Yes, I know.
Well, let's say 6 o'clock.
Yeah, let's say, right.
See you later.
Kissing cousins, Richard.
You want to keep away from that?
Well, what's it got to do with you?
That's one of Alice's girls.
Oh, so what? So what? Cousins? Removed?
Yeah, but none of them are nobbies. I told you that.
Well, that makes it even more removed then, don't it?
Well, we don't know. Could have been any of us.
Oh, God, what a family.
Come on, good morning. Now, come on, up. Drink up, everybody. The hearse has arrived. Hey, Elsie, dear, if you'd like to clear the glasses off your Uncle George, we'll get underway. What? Right, now come on up. Paul, bear us, please. The four godchildren, I think. That would be nice. He always enjoys young people's company. Harold, no. Geoffrey, yeah, Dickie, right, and Freddie. Yeah, right, up on your shoulders. Right.
Butcher, going without me, wasn't you?
Oh, God, Potty Ada.
Yes, you were.
No, Ada, dear, we weren't going without
yes, you. Bloody well were.
No, we were not, Ada. Now, remember, this is a funeral. We don't want any swearing.
Take all that that swearing. You wait till we get up the cemetery.
Now, Ida, please, we don't want any scenes this time.
If she's going, now make sure she's got her knickers on.
Oh, well, see, I'll look after her, don't you worry. Come on, Auntie Ada.
Look, Uncle Arthur, can we get going? I mean, this cuff cutting right through my shoulder.
Right, come along, everybody, we'll be late.
Right, well, the left hand down a bit. Hey, mind the old stand. Oh. Up your end, Harold.
Well, up yours at all. Hey, come on, angle. Hang on. Stop it. Look, the angle's caught in the coat rack. Right. Here, wait a minute. Could we just even up a bit for size? I mean, he's sliding about all over the place in this rotten thing. What's that called?
Help him!
We'll have to have the door on.
Careful, you'll have the lid on.
Oh, it was a lovely funeral, Arthur.
I'm glad you enjoyed it, Minnie.
Well, come on. All back to the house for the share out.
Dad, something terrible's happened.
What's wrong?
There's nothing here. The house is empty.
Empty? Already?
It's been burgled.
There's nothing upstairs either. The linen cupboard's empty. And I've cleared out the front room.
There's not a stick left.
This is outrageous. I haven't had anything yet. I see nothing to laugh at all.
Don't you? I think it's hysterical. I mean, they must have had a furniture man waiting around the corner. Oh, dear. I always made my dinosaurs.
Jeffrey, don't get the police.
What about the will? They haven't nicked that as well.
I've got the will.
Oh, thank God for that. We still might get something out of it.
Go on, then, read it. How much has he left?
Yeah, come on, let's get out of here. We don't want to listen to this.
No. I'm stopping, mate. I want me 25 quid back.
Quiet, please, everybody. The last will and testament of George Nightingale Steptoe. Now, I, George Nightingale Steptoe, being of sound body and mind...
Blimey, you must have wrote that in 1923.
Do you mind... Do hereby make my last will and testament to the Steptoe family. If everything has gone according to plan, you are now standing in an empty house. You are no doubt wondering where everything has gone. Well, I've sold it. I arranged for it to be collected while you were at the funeral so that none of you greedy so-and-sos could get your thieving hands on it. The money I got for it, along with the rest of my estate, amounted to £1,527, I divide equally between...
Yeah. Yes, go on.
The RSPCA and the Battersea Dodds Home. You will find a tray of drinks already poured out to help you get over the shock. Good luck and see you all soon.
Ladies and gentlemen, quiet please. On this very solemn occasion, may I propose a toast? Now, will you please charge your glasses and drink to the memory of George Nightingale, the first Steptoe I've ever known with a sense of humour.
Never! I wouldn't touch it after all I've done for him.
He was always vindictive.
I've never been so insulted in my life.
It's disgraceful. I won't stay another minute in this house.
He'll never see me at the graveside. I'm telling you that.
If I thought he'd do this to me, well, I can't believe it. I looked after him like a daughter.
Well, I think of the money I spent on bus fares coming to see him.
I wasn't expecting anything for myself, but you'd have thought he'd have left his granddaughter something.
Louise, he's a sinner, then we are all doomed.
Oh, shut up.
Goodbye, all. Goodbye.
Cheers.
Goodbye.
See you in the next one.
Any chance of a lift back? Oh, God. Oh, I enjoyed that. Yes, that was worth coming for after all. Oh. You're not upset, are you, Dad?
Me? No, I thought he'd do something like that.
Are you going to drink to him?
Oh, might as well. Shame to waste it.
To Uncle George.
To George.
I'll take your hat off, Dad. I mean, show a bit of respect. Here.
Hey, but be careful. You'll break it.
Break what? Hey, what's this under your hat?
One Limoges Porcelain Group.
Oh!
Mind the the sellotape, you're pulling me hair off.
When did you nick that?
Who was the last out of the room when we left for the funeral?
You were. You were. You crafty old devil, you. Good old George.
Must be worth 25 quid he owed me. To my dear departed brother.
Here we are.
Better luck next time, George.
You've been listening to Wilfred Bramble and Harry H. Corbett as Steptoe and Son, with George A. Cooper as Arthur, and Michael Burlington, David Graham, Anne Jameson, Norma Ronald, and Marion Stone. The programme was written and adapted for radio by Ray Gorton and Alan Simpson, and produced by Bobby Jay.